Frisco, Dallas, Fort Worth. Live from the KATH 910 AM studios in Las Colinas and broadcasting across North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network, this is The Good News Show.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Good News Show on this Monday, October 20th, 2025. We're glad you're with us. We got a full hour of packed information for you, and this is really just an opportunity to come live once a week. It's really the only live show that I do, at least on the radio, but it's Monday, and so we just come out of the weekend, and of course, we've all done a whole lot of things, and we visited parishes and had live remotes, and so we just kind of give you an update on what we did and also what's coming, and events, and we give away tickets and all kinds of good stuff. So Cecil Anderson is on the other side of the glass. Hello, Cecil. How are you?
I am doing well. It's good to be here.
Yeah, as I prepare the show, I start writing things down that I want to talk about, and before long, my whole page just gets so filled up, and so I'm probably going to go through a lot of information, but just kind of filter through it, as a listener, and decide what you're able to do or what you can digest, because there are a lot of things coming up here in the coming weeks. But before all that, I want to go back to last weekend and just say a couple of things. I don't know, Cecil, if you did anything. I don't know if you did anything, you know, church related. Of course, with your group at St. Philip, you guys are always doing something.
We're always
something,
doing
aren't
something.
You?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we were doing something. We were doing a pumpkin carving competition. Oh. So, obviously, very theologically intense this time around, but it's always good because you know you need that community aspect.
How did your pumpkin do?
My pumpkin, I was the teams of two. Me and my roommate Piper, we did one on, we called it Our Lady of the Pumpkin Patch, and we did basically a rosary and painted. We've carved like a cross out, and then we painted the beads and we painted flowers for like the Our Father beads. It did not win a prize, which I think is a person, you know, like, come on. It's
yeah,
a Blessed Mother.
Yeah,
but some
by
people
you
did.
Not winning, it opened up the door for somebody
exactly,
else.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, you know, I was out Saturday at St. Joseph Festival in Waxahachie with Julian and Father James and all the folks out there. I have a segment that I'm going to play at the right around the bottom of the hour with Julian, and we talk about that. So I'm not going to go into a lot of detail other than to thank the folks at St. Joseph for putting on a great event. We had a storm come through, so it was raining for about 30 minutes. But before that and after that, the weather was really nice. And the other person I want to thank is Father Jim Goyo, who is the pastor of Blessed Sacrament Parish in Dallas. I went there yesterday. They have mostly Spanish Masses, but they do have two English Masses over the weekend. And I went yesterday morning for the 10:30 Mass. And it's just south of downtown Dallas. And so it's in the downtown Dallas area. And I met Deacon Chris Paulson, who remembered me. He had seen me, we had met many, many years ago over at another parish. But Father Jim, I just want to thank him because after the Mass, and you can imagine being a pastor and having so many, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people in your care, and he wanted to give me one of the breakfasts that they were serving downstairs, and he made it his personal, task to make sure I knew where I was going, and also, of course, just to allow us to get up there and talk about Catholic radio. So I'm very grateful for Father Jim, also Deacon Chris. It was great to see them there yesterday, and of course, Martine and Patty were there for all the Spanish Masses as well. So let's see. Oh, this coming weekend, we've got two live remotes. They're both in Richardson. And one is Saturday at the Paula Palooza. That's going to be during
Great
the 1
name.
O'clock hour. And then on Sunday, it's St. Joseph Richardson, and they have their fall festival. And I think it's 2 o'clock will be on the air, but I'll have to check. But so we'll be out there. Both Richardson parishes have their big fall festivals this weekend. And, these fall festivals are kind of coming to an end because before long, we're going to be in November.
I know. It's crazy. They come and go every year so quickly. A lot of them packed into every weekend, though.
Yeah. So, one other really a thing I found so interesting with modern technology is when I was at the fall festival on Wednesday, I'm Saturday over in Waxahachie. At one point, I call Paula, my wife, who's in Northern Ireland visiting her mom, and she's there with my son. And so I'm on a FaceTime. I'm not broadcasting. I'm just, on with her. And I was walking around the car. They had a really cool car show there with a lot of old cars and new cars. And it was really cool. And I was showing her. And a couple of the people that had their cars there were explaining to Paul and her mom and Patrick about their car. So here I was at the Waxahachie Fall Festival, and I told him, I said, you're actually talking to people in Northern Ireland. And then Father James walks up. And so I'm like, hey, Father James. And again, it wasn't a broadcast, but it was just so cool how technology allows us to be so connected these days, where I'm sitting there on my phone from Northern Ireland, and the guy at Waxahachie, just unbeknownst to him, he gets to tell people across the world about his car.
Yeah, so cool.
That is so cool. I think they may be listening to the show right now as well. All right, the other thing I want to mention real quickly is that there's a movie that has come out that is about the story of John O'Leary. And he's a guy that when he was 9 years old, he burnt himself accidentally in his garage. 100% of his body was burned. He was given a less than 1% chance of surviving, and he did survive. The movie is outstanding. I saw it last week. It's called Soul on Fire. So if you have an opportunity to see this movie, I think you'll find it very inspiring, and I really enjoyed it very much. The other thing we've got going on is a Seine River cruise. And we've had so much fun because we've been doing these spots. And we have a guy, I'm not going to give you his name because it's still a little bit of a mystery, but I've actually interviewed him on the air before and given his name, but we call him the random French guy. I think you came up with that, didn't you, Cecil? The random French guy?
Yes, I think I did. We were coming up with what to call him because he just kind of pops in and out of the spots. Yeah. And so we're like, what can we call him? We're like, random French guy.
And last week he came in, the random French guy. I actually put a picture of him. Not fully, you can't see his face, but up on Facebook. But we cut the three spots. Can we play? What do you want to do?
I'm going to play one of them that some of them, they're going to need some fun and creative editing that I'm still looking for the right sound effects for.
Okay.
So you're not going to get the full effect, but you get a little sneak peek of one of them.
Okay.
So.
And this, by the way, is for the Seine River cruise. It's next April, the 22nd through the 30th. The first deck of the boat is already sold out. Only 80 people can fit on the boat. We want to have the whole thing to GRN. It'd be so cool. Not that we don't like other people, but it'd be great if all 80 of the tickets were to GRN folks. So if you'd like to go, please go to our website, grnonline.com. And find the link for the Seine River cruise. And here is the spot that we did with a random French dude. Cecil, what is the capital of France?
Paris, of course.
And what is the most famous cathedral in France?
Oh, that's easy. Notre Dame.
Hello there. I'd like to suggest that you don't just talk about France, but actually go there.
Wow, this guy keeps showing up.
You can sign up today for a Seine River cruise with the GRN. It will be next April from the 22nd to the 30th. Come visit the land of Sainte-Thérèse de Lisieux, Jeanne d'Arc. But you need to act fast because the first deck of the boat is already sold out.
You did it again, random Frenchman.
De rien.
What does that mean at the end?
I think he said, of course. He's like, kind of like, yeah, I did. Because I said, you did it again. He's like, yep,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah. So that spot's pretty much ready to go.
It's just pretty much. I'm going to add some music, add a little fun. I'm in search. This is a little behind the scenes. I'm in search of the perfect little sound effect for him popping in and out of our spots. Kind of like a little, ta-dun. You know, he's like, he's there, okay. And then he's not there.
That you're using all the spots.
Yeah, so that's why I've been all over our sound effects library recently, and that's what I've been trying to find.
And I know that before the show started, you played that Joseph's Helpers spot. No, wait, not St. Joseph Helpers. Joseph's, the Reg Platt one for the men, the pain of abortion.
Yes.
Joseph, Project Joseph?
Project Joseph.
Project Joseph. And those are great spots as well. Mm-hmm. Reg and Susan are so talented. They do a lot of our German and Irish spots. But the one where it's actually Satan trying to convince a man not to go on one of these retreats, that's really well done. And we try to do creative spots because, you know, it takes time, but I think it's definitely worth it. All right. I want to mention a couple of other things. I'm about to play some audio clips from our time. Cecil and I went to the Catholic Foundation's Art on the Plaza event last Tuesday, where they unveiled the new art piece that's going to be on display there in the Arts District downtown for the next year. And I got 5 different interviews that I'm going to play with you, and I'll explain all those in just a moment. But thanks to Bill Kula and Matt Kramer and Darina and all the great folks over there at the foundation for inviting us out there. I always enjoy that event.
Oh, it's so much fun. I love it. It's just so fun because you get to, it's a small group of people. We're in downtown Dallas, and there's this beautiful artwork right by the cathedral. Mm-hmm. And every year it's just interesting to see who's chosen, what the, you know, how they interpreted the theme. And I really loved this year's.
Yeah,
it's really,
it really
beautiful.
Was. I really enjoyed it very much. So I talked to Matt. I talked to the winner, the lady who won last year. And she had to, you know, she was so honest about it because her art was up there for a year. And then she had to come down and make way for the new one. And also the runner-up and a couple of the judges as well. We'll play those in just a moment. Before that, though, I want to tell you that in the last 15 minutes of the program today, I want to do something that we don't typically do, and that is open up the phone lines and also email as well, because I'm getting a little sentimental, because on October 1st of this year, there was the 19th anniversary of Catholic Radio here on KTH in English and KJON in Spanish, 850, and we're starting to put together plans for an event next summer. And it's not going to be a summer speaker series, and it's not going to be a 25th anniversary like we had this year. It's going to be somewhere in between. But I really want it to be a celebration of 20 years of Catholic Radio on the Guadalupe Radio Network here in North Texas. And we have a committee meeting next week, and we've got our committee coming together. But I really want it to be a homecoming for everybody who has been blessed and has blessed Catholic Radio over the last 20 years. Okay. Thanks be to God. I've been here though all 20 years of them, and it's been a great honor, but I want this to be a great event. And so in the last 15 minutes of the show today, I want you to call in and talk about a memory that you have. Maybe it goes back 20 years. Maybe it goes back 2 years or 8 years or 15 years or maybe, you know, 20 minutes. And just something about the Guadalupe Radio Network that you appreciate. And it'd be kind of cool if somebody can go back to, you know, 2006, 2007, if you've been listening that long. But to incentivize you, I have some tickets. Okay, if you call in, especially if you call in, I'll give you your choice of two tickets to the Dave and Lauren Moore concert at the Meyerson on November 4th. Okay, this is Lauren's comeback after her very serious illness that she suffered and is recovering from this year. Okay, that's one. I have a couple of tickets to the Fullness of Truth Allen Conference with Father Calloway and a whole lot of other great speakers. I'm going to be the MC for that, December 5th through 7th. And those are pretty expensive tickets, over $100. And then also Emmett Cahill, the guy from Celtic Thunder, he's coming to St. Elizabeth and Keller on December 6th. Now, obviously, that conflicts with the Fullness of Truth, but you got to choose which one you're going to go to. But that's going to be in the Fort Worth Diocese in Keller, St. Elizabeth, and Seton. It's a concert with Irish tenor Emmett Cahill. All right, so if you call in, it's going to be during the last 15 minutes of the show, and just give us a memory, something you remember about, something, you know, in the last 19, 20 years of Catholic Radio here on KTH 910 AM, Guadalupe Radio Network. I'll give you your choice of any of those tickets. All right. The phone number to call, don't call yet, but you want to write it down and start preparing. 877-757-9424, 877-757-9424. Don't call yet, but we'll have that in the last 15 minutes. And as I mentioned, also, I've got the interview that I did with Julian about, this Saturday, Fishers of Men dinner. Is going to be at St. Patrick's Cathedral Social Hall. Dr. David Anders is going to be there. Bishop Olson's going to be there. Father Wallace, Father Flynn, Father Ball. Did you hear he's coming?
I did. That's really cool. I love that. Yeah. A lot of great priests that we have in the Diocese of Fort Worth. So it's really awesome.
Yeah. So let me get
can't believe it's this week.
I know. So let me get to the Art in the Plaza competition. We do have those sound bites that I want to play. And again, it was last Tuesday at the Plaza, the Catholic Foundation unveiled this year's winner. Her name is Rebecca Perry, and her art piece was called Vessels of Harmony. And it's adorning a 28-by-9-foot public art wall in the Catholic Foundation Plaza. The plaza is located between the National Shrine Cathedral of Our Lady Guadalupe and the Morton H. Meyerson Symphony Center. And it's really big and it's really beautiful. So we were there and, you know, all the folks from the Catholic Foundation and the big art piece has started up. But it's beautiful. And I want to start with the little clip I have with Matt Kramer, because the Catholic Foundation is celebrating its 70th anniversary as a foundation and its 20th anniversary of doing this Art on the Plaza. So I talked to him about that and a couple other things. So here's my conversation with Matt Kramer, President and CEO of the Catholic Foundation.
So obviously a landmark year for both the Art in the Plaza and also the Catholic Foundation. So talk about these big anniversaries and what it means to you.
Yeah, what's great is we're in our 70th anniversary and the foundation has such momentum, great things with donors. This will be our best year ever. Clearly, we've already surpassed last year, which was a record year for the foundation in contributions. I'm sure grants out the door will be the same. But this is fabulous to be here again. Beautiful morning this morning. It's not too hot.
It's beautiful.
And we got a beautiful painting on the wall here that is so unusual. It's different than anything I've seen in the 13 years I've been at the foundation. So it's just really pretty.
I always get a chance to talk to the artists and also the judges. You being the president and CEO of Catholic Foundation, do you have any say in this, or can you give your opinion, or are you just leave it to the judges?
No, we leave it entirely to the judges. I'm not the art person, so because they really have to deliberate what's this thing going to look like on the wall, and how does it deal with harmony, the whole concept of harmony, and they just do a fabulous job. I mean, these people are great at what they do and picking out the art. So
take us back 20 years, when the foundation was making a decision to do this, because people think of the Catholic Foundation giving out grants and charitable contributions, and then an Art on the Plaza. I mean, how does this fit into the overall purpose and mission of Catholic Foundation, which I love, but it's an interesting part of the foundation.
So my understanding of the history, because I wasn't here 20 years ago, but this was an eyesore. Actually, this whole area here was an eyesore, and they said, we need to have something that's going to be a gift back to the community at large for our 50th anniversary. And so they came up with the idea of the Art Plaza, or the Plaza. Then the question was, how are you going to draw people up onto this plaza? What's going to be there? And then that's what came up with this concept of having an art wall that was 28 feet by 9 feet tall. Then they would have annual
easier than free tacos, huh?
Well, free tacos, yeah, it could be too hot or raining or who knows. But yeah, no, but I think that was the point. And what it did was it beautified this corner of the church, because the cathedral, apparently all the HVAC units were right here and so forth. And they were able to basically cover them and with some beautiful, beautiful stuff here.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the 70th and the 20th, and thank you for your
time. Thank you for being here, Dave. Great to see you again.
All right, Matt Kramer, President and CEO of the Catholic Foundation. Great to talk to him. And, you know, he mentioned it was an eyesore. It was an ugly part of the Arts District, and now they've beautified it. And just as a side note, talking about beauty, Trent Horn put a video out recently about Catholics, all these like popular, famous Catholic apologists and people that people know. And what is their favorite, the most convincing proof for the existence of God? And he mentioned that Dr. Peter Kraft said that his most convincing proof of the existence of God is the existence of beauty. And I just, beauty is so important, because it's not something like we want, like food or, that we desire, because it's just something that we observe and we see it, and it's just so amazing. So anyways, I really appreciate the Catholic Foundation doing this. The next clip I want to play is of the winner, Rebecca Perry, and her art piece is called Vessels of Harmony, and it reveals how Scripture addresses the idea of living in peace and harmony with one another. In the painting, colorful vases filled with daisies depict friendship, while a bee feeding on a thistle reflects on the harmonious relationship between plant and creature. And so here's the conversation I had with Rebecca Perry.
So first of all, I'm just curious, how many times have you entered the contest?
This is the fifth year.
Okay. And tell us about the piece from your perspective and what inspired you to paint this.
So the theme for this year was expressing harmony. So that much was already a given. And then I went to Scripture to find some examples of living in harmony, but it was at my mother-in-law's house that I saw a window kind of like this. She has a big window that's full of vases, and when I saw it and the light was coming through, I just thought, this is it. This is what I need to paint. I just had a feeling that it was a good choice. I wasn't sure up until then. I'd just been kind of thinking about things.
How does it feel to see your artwork in downtown Dallas in such a grand presentation?
It's a little surreal. I'm very excited. But I don't know. I'm just amazed that it happened.
Yeah. And tell me about the moment you found out. How did you find out? What was your first reaction?
I was just about to leave the house. I was sitting in my driveway when the call came through, and it wasn't a number that I recognized, but I went ahead and answered the phone, and I just, all day long, I felt like it was from Matt Kramer, who's the president.
Yeah, president, CEO, yeah.
Catholic Foundation. And I was overwhelmed, and all day long I sort of felt like maybe I just dreamed that phone call. It was very exciting.
Well, fifth time's a charm. Yeah,
exactly. Well, hey, that's exciting. You stole my line.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That was so funny because she spoke and she used that line. So when I used it in the interview, she's like, wait a second, you stole my line. She was going to use that. But also speaks of perseverance, because I'm sure after, you know, getting into the contest three times, four times, you know, human nature says, oh gosh, you know, but is it worth it to do it again? And here she wins. She gets a $5,000 prize. She just lost her husband. Her husband, I think they said, passed away in the last year. And she's got a lot of kids, like eight kids. I think most of them are grown. But anyways, congratulations to Rebecca Perry and on her piece, Vessels of Harmony. And, you know, the ambient noise is interesting. They are in a flight track. They're of
so
planes.
So much so.
I mean, the planes were constantly going over.
They were. Every time that someone would go up to speak, I swear, it I was know. Like a plane would go over. So we'd wait a minute, let the plane go, and then continue on.
Yeah. So I just got to talk to the winner from last year, Lori Kusick. Her piece was called Grateful Heart at Earth Sunrise. And I love Lori's honesty here, because it was kind of tough to see hers come down, you know, but she's very gracious. But I talked to her about, you know, the last year of having her art displayed on the plaza, and then the feelings of having it come down. So this is what Lori Kusick had to say.
That started the wrong part. Apologies about that. Lori Kusick, take two.
So Lori, tell me about the year that you had, now that your year is over and a new piece of art has been displayed here. But how is it now that it's over to just have your art displayed here downtown for a whole year?
It was absolutely an amazing year. It's really bittersweet to see it come down. I came to visit it one last time, but just to see your art in such a public space, in such a vibrant city, is just mind-blowing when you see it so large.
And I got to ask you, if you come here randomly on a Saturday, you know, a month or 3 months or 4 months ago, and you see people looking at it, did you walk up to them and say, hey, that's mine, that's my art?
Oh, did you? And if I did, my husband did.
And what kind of questions did they ask you, or what were people's kind of, you know, spontaneous reactions to the art?
Oh, they would comment on the art itself and why they were standing here contemplating with it. But then also, if they were into the arts or if they were artists, I got tons of questions about, you know, how does this happen, and the foundation and the church and you know, those kinds of
It's got to be a great boost in confidence as an artist to have received this award. What did that do to your art, your, I guess, confidence in going forward, or what's next, or what are you doing now with your art?
Well, artists are always on a roller coaster. We can be at top of the world and in 2 seconds be questioning what we're doing. It's just it's just part of our makeup. Yeah. But to know that such a prestigious panel selected my work, because I know I've read the resumes of who makes this decision, is really humbling.
Yeah.
To know it really is just self-fulfilling. And I remind myself in those dark moments when you're questioning your work or you're wondering what to do next, you know, to just keep going.
And, you know, we're all humans. We all have our, you know, our thoughts, and it must have been a little bit sad to see yours taken down. So how does it feel? I mean, obviously, congratulations to the new winner, but it's no longer there. So is that kind of tough?
Yeah, but they're all little children, but you just move on to the next one.
Yeah. Well, congratulations and thank you.
Thank you. And this year's really is beautiful, and everyone should come down and see it. Every year is a total different solution.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it exciting. Sorry. I'll let you cut off.
was that like a train going through or something? That wasn't a plane.
I think that was a bus or like a truck or something. We are in downtown Dallas.
I've always loved ambient noise. See, even in studio, I'll sometimes leave the door open and I don't care if there's a baby crying out in the lobby or what. I love ambient noise. I actually like it better than it being absolutely quiet, kind of like it is now. It's making me uncomfortable. But okay, so Lori Kusick, wow, what a wonderful lady. So I've got two more interview segments that I'm going to play. Again, we're talking about the Catholic Foundation's Art on the Plaza, Catholic Foundation Art on the Plaza competition. Last Tuesday, they unveiled the new winner, Rebecca Perry. I just played her clip. Rebecca won $5,000. It was her fifth attempt. And entering for the first time was a young lady by the name of Sophia Conde. And hers was called Harmony of Life, and she won second place. She was a runner-up, received a $500, you know, prize for that. And so I had a quick little conversation with her as well.
So, Sophia, congratulations, first of all, on being runner-up. First time you've entered this contest.
Yes.
What inspired you to enter? Why did you think it would be a good idea?
Well, I was inspired by the theme this year, and I had an idea for it. Because I love the seeds of the magnolia flower. The blood red seeds, to me, reminds me of like Christ.
And it, needless to say, with coming as the runner-up, you'll probably enter again.
Yeah,
in future years?
I hope to.
Yeah, so Harmony of Life, you said you love the theme, so I know we're on radio, so people can't see it, and you mentioned a little bit about it, but how would you describe on the radio the art, and is it, and your style of as an artist in general?
Well, it's a kind of progression of the life cycle of a magnolia flower. So it starts from a bud and blooms, and then it dies, wilts away, and the cone blooms with seeds eventually. And the background is filled with leaves, and there's colors all over the place. Like there's purples, and I try to bring color into the piece, even though it is fairly realistic.
Good. Well, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, that was Sophia Conde, the runner-up at the contest. All right, the last interview I have were a couple of the judges. They have, as you know, the others have mentioned, pretty prestigious judges that are judging this. And so Grania Cella and Jennifer Staubach Gates were two of the judges, among others. And I had a chance to talk to them at the same time and about the process and as they get together and they decide. And I love what they said about this, and it's been particularly what they're going to comment on, both the winner and the runner-up as well, but also the process of choosing who is the winner. So this is the last interview I'm going to play, the last segment, Grania Cella and Jennifer Staubach Gates.
Tell me about the winner, Vessels of Harmony by Rebecca Perry. What did you see in this that, why do you think it was chosen ultimately?
Well, what's interesting about this year is last year all judges had the same work in their top three choices. And when we came together this year, we all had different pieces of art that we picked out.
Yes.
And we had real discussions around the why. And there was a lot of meaning in this. The flowers represent friendship. The little bee represents the connection of, you know, the wildflowers with nature. The stained glass windows are connected to the stained glass windows inside Cathedral Guadalupe. So we felt it really spoke to many elements that we were looking for this year.
Jennifer, your thoughts?
Yeah, we always have to decide, you know, what's gonna blow up on the wall, you know, compared to a smaller print. And this piece of artwork, I think, spoke to that. I mean, we could see it being large, and just love the intertwine with the nature and the simplicity. The flowers were the same colors, yet the vases were different colors, and I loved the stained glass being incorporated as well.
I imagine you kind of hinted at that there's conversation, not everybody's in total agreement.
Yes.
It almost sounds like you're in a jury or something, you're trying to come up with a verdict. What's the mood? Is there good-natured argumentation, or how do you ultimately come to a decision?
So there was lots of really different entries this year, and some of them were a bit more complex, and there were things like large hands and large birds, and we really had to think about what's that going to look like blown up. So if somebody's driving by here or coming out of the Meyerson, they're just seeing this delightful sunny window with little vases of hand-picked flowers. I mean, there couldn't be anything more sunshiny and happy right. coming out of this area. So it really lifts up the whole plaza, and it's easy also to understand if you're going by quickly. You know, it doesn't need a lot of explanation, but if you come here and spend time and start looking, there are details, and you can kind of start seeing more and more in the piece as you look at it.
Yeah, I know we're about to get started. A quick comment on the runner-up, Sophia Conde's Harmony of Life. I just had a chance to speak to her. First time she's entered the contest.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear it's her first time to have a piece in the competition, because I do think, I mean, I loved it. I loved the magnolia. I just love the colors, the brightness. I think the white really spoke. I think when things are, I think as judges, we didn't want a dark piece. This plaza and the light pieces kind of spoke to us. I love that piece as well.
Yeah.
So, and ironically, they both have flowers in them. But I think when we spoke, and everybody kind of advocated for a piece that they liked, and we started talking about more of the elements, you know, that is why these two ended up being the finalists, because they had a lot of the elements that we all agreed upon, which were going to be great on display.
Yeah.
All right, they do this every year, and they'll have another round next year. If you're an artist and you like to be involved in that, you can visit their website, catholicfoundation.com. In the meantime, just get over there to the plaza and enjoy this one, Vessels of Harmony, which is by artist Rebecca Perry. Congratulations to her and to everybody at the Catholic Foundation. All right, we're halfway through the program, and when we come back after this break, I am going to play a 10-minute interview I did with Julian Placino. He's our general manager of our Fort Worth stations, about a couple of things: our time last weekend in Waxahachie at St. Joseph, and also about the event this Saturday night, which is the Fishers of Men Fort Worth event, honoring Bishop Olson with a keynote address by Dr. David Anders. Tickets are still available, so we'll have all that information. And then after that, we're going to open up the phone lines. Let's talk about favorite memories, thoughts about the last 19 years of Catholic Radio as we prepare for our 20th anniversary next year. And if you call in at 877-757-9424 and give a memory, I'll give you tickets either to the Emmett Cahill concert, a Celtic Christmas, December 6th in Keller, or the Fullness of Truth conference in Allen, December 5th through 7th, two tickets to that, or the big concert at the Meyerson on November 4th with the Catholic Music Initiative, Dave and Lauren Moore. So you can choose between those, but get your thoughts together. And when we come back, I'll play the interview with Julian, and then we'll open up the phone lines. We'll be back.
The Angels of Charity announced their 24th annual Hope for the Holidays event. Hope for the Holidays will be held on Thursday, November 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jackson Walker in downtown Dallas. This festive evening supports Catholic Charities Dallas in providing Christmas gifts to children in need. Enjoy drinks and hors d'oeuvres while socializing and browsing holiday goods from local vendors. For more information or to buy tickets, visit the Catholic Charities Dallas website at ccdallas.org.
Do you wonder who decides if your flight is on time, delayed, or canceled, calculates weight and balance, or plans your route of flight? Aircraft dispatchers are responsible for these decisions and more. My wife and I operate Aircraft Dispatcher Training Center in Farmers Branch, where you can earn your FAA Aircraft Dispatcher Certificate. We attend Mass at St. Anne's Church in Coppell and are blessed to be sponsors of the GRN. For more, you can find us at adtcdallas.com.
Jesus was a healer. He walked the roads of Galilee bringing hope and comfort to the afflicted, like the men of Project Joseph. We know the pain of abortion loss and what a heavy burden it is. Through Project Joseph, Jesus made light our burdens and sent us out to help other men with that same pain. Call 469-720-CARE to find God's mercy. Jesus can heal you too, if you'll let him.
The Guadalupe Radio Network thanks Homeschool Connections for their support of Catholic Radio. They are an online Catholic course provider for grade school, middle, and high school age students. You can put your students in touch with Joseph Pierce, Gary Mashuda, Aaron M. Brown, and other such instructors of a variety of subjects such as theology and philosophy, math, English, history, and the languages. More information is available at homeschoolconnections.com. That's homeschoolconnections.com.
White Rose Women's Center is commemorating 40 years of helping mothers and babies. Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the White Rose Women's Center at a benefit dinner. The benefit dinner will take place on Saturday, November 8th at 6:30 p.m. at Weston Park Central in Dallas. The celebration features keynote speaker, the Sisters of Life. Enjoy cocktails and a silent auction at 6:30, followed by dinner at 7:30. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit whiterosewomenscenter.org.
Did you know that abortions are still happening in great numbers in Texas because of the abortion pill and that Planned Parenthood continues to facilitate abortion? Our Blessed Mother is pleading for God's people to stand in the gap to protect the unborn. So 40 Days for Life 365 DFW is inviting you to please join in fasting and in peaceful prayer vigil all year round in front of the 10 DFW Planned Parenthoods. Visit ProLifeDFW.com for more information and to sign up to pray. Again, ProLifeDFW.com.
Joining me in studio, Julian Placino, our new general manager of our Fort Worth station, KCPP 1140 AM. This is a very, very big week because we're, no pressure, but 5 days away from the big event. The first time you've ever organized and planned a Fishers of Men dinner. So first of all, congratulations on that. I was going to talk about the remote first, but let's just go ahead and go into this first. But I do want to speak to you also about last Saturday in Waxahachie because that was a lot of fun. But let's talk about the event first. 5 days away, what is going on Saturday night? What are you going to be doing?
Yeah, so this Saturday is the inaugural Fishers of Men dinner for Fort Worth, where we will be honoring Bishop Olson and also inviting, of course, keynote speaker Dr. David Anders. It is shaping up to be a great event. Lots of course, things building up to planning the event, as you know, but things are shaping up really well.
All right, and Dr. David Anders, everybody knows him from Call to Communion. His talk, you might think, like, what is he talking about? Something about his conversion or his story? It's actually a very unique topic that I think plays into all of our you know, whether you're married or not, this is going to be an important. What is he going to talk about?
So it's the official title is How the Catholic Church Saved My Marriage. But Dr. David Anders has a very specific story about how Catholic radio saved his marriage as well. So that is going to be the major topic of conversation. We're excited to see what he has to say.
All right. So as of 5 days out, are tickets still available? Can people still buy whole tables, sponsorships? What would you like people to do right now?
Yes, so tables and tickets are still available. We have about 9 tables left, and you can also purchase individual tickets, and you can do so by going to grnonline.com/FOM, and of course, we'd love to see you there.
And there's only going to be one inaugural Fishers of Men dinner, so you're thinking, oh, I'll go next year, but this is it. I mean, this is the first one, and we got an email from Sue Locks, one of our committee members, last Saturday, and she was talking about the dress, and as in the apparel. And I think it's so cool. There's no pressure on anybody, but this committee is like saying, hey, this is Fort Worth, and Fort Worth is a very special city. So to recap that, how should people dress if they go?
Absolutely. So what's really great about this is that we want this to be authentically Fort Worth. And what's so great is the committee that's come together. They're so proud of the city and the diocese. So if you are interested, you are welcome to wear some Western dress attire. So if that is your thing and you'd love to do that, we'd love to have you there. So of course, a business casual, business professional, But authentically Fort Worth Western attire is welcome.
Now you're going to be the MC first time. I know this is you're very, very experienced at MCing events and keynote speaking and all that. So I'm sure that's not going to be a big deal for you. But I got to ask you, do you own Western wear? Are you going to wear a cowboy hat? Because I don't. I've never had boots. I've never had a cowboy hat. So I'm just going to be, you know, dressed up nicely. But I'm not going to wear Western. How about you?
You know, the last time I wore a pair of boots, I have a picture of it. I was 6 years old at a family reunion.
So
where I was singing New York, New York, believe it or not. So the answer is no. I don't have any adult Western clothing, but we'll see what happens between now and then. I guess you'll have to buy some tickets or a table to come see what I'll be wearing, right?
Okay. You know, the Fisher's the Man event. I know you're new to the GRN, this is something that has been going on and continues to go on in all the other markets. I mean, West Texas, San Antonio, Alabama, Houston, they've had Fisher's of Men events for years. This is the first time ever for a Fisher's of Men event in North Texas. And so even though it's commonplace for GRN, it's very new here. So what is a Fisher's of Men event? And I can compare it to a Summer Speaker Series event because I know you've never been to one of those. But what is it going to be like? Is it formal? What's the run of show going to be like?
You know, it is going to be a formal event, but ultimately it is about gathering people to celebrate faith, family, of course, bringing Catholic radio to the Fort Worth area. This will, of course, be in honor of Bishop Olson, to honor him in terms of all that he's done in his excellence of evangelization, but really bringing people together. If there's one thing I got from Father James over the weekend at the live broadcast, and he says, it's the importance of bringing people together through events, through places or whatnot. And that's one of the things that we're doing with these Fishers of Men events. Yes, of course, it's a benefit dinner, but it's about bringing people together, honoring God through relationship and mission.
Also want to mention some of the other priests and clergy that are going to be there. Father Jonathan Wallace, Vicar General, is going to be there. Father James Flynn, another Father James from St. Elizabeth and Seton Parish in Keller, is going to be there. And I'm so honored. His sister, Sue Locks, is, of course, on our committee. Mm-hmm. But he's got a big parish, and for him to give up his time and be with us, that is a great honor, and not to mention the bishop and Father Wallace. And also, you just found out this morning, Father Sam Maul
is going to be
the opening prayer from St. Maria Goretti.
Yes, absolutely, and that was great when I saw his name come up, because we were looking for someone to do the invocation, and the diocese reached out to Father Maul, and he graciously accepted our invitation, and we can't wait to have him there as well. That's going to be really awesome.
All right, so final thing before we move on to what happened last Saturday in Waxahachie, also in the KCPP 1140 AM listening area, interestingly as well, is bottom line, it's this Saturday, October 25th. The program begins at 7. There's going to be some, you know, a little cocktail time. You can get there, I don't know, doors open 6:30?
Doors open at 6:30. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As we mentioned, Fishers of Men honoree will be Bishop Michael Olson of the Fort Worth Diocese. Keynote speaker, Dr. David Anders, speaking on how the Catholic Church Save My Marriage. How much are tickets? How much are tables, and how can they get them?
So tickets are $150 each, and tables, there's actually variations of table prices that you can get depending on what it is that you'd like to contribute. But all that information, of course, you can go to grnonline.com/FOM. So buy your tickets now. A lot of folks wait until the last minute, so we're starting to see everything kind of rush on in. But definitely act now, grnonline.com/FOM. That's Fishers of Men.
Julian Placino, General Manager of our Fort Worth station, KCPP 1140 AM, also 101.5 FM. We've got a little FM station in Cleburne as well that falls under the jurisdiction of Julian. Let's turn our attention now to the Dallas Diocese, Southern Dallas Diocese, which actually gets KCPP 1140 AM better far south like Waxahachie. Mm-hmm. And that's why you were leading the live remote broadcast last Saturday from noon to 2 at St. Joseph Waxahachie. They had their Bear Fall Festival. I was there as well. I was just kind of walking around, eating food and enjoying myself and talking to people. But what were your takeaways from the event?
I mean, the takeaways from the event, there's so many different things. Number one, it never ceases to amaze me to see a Catholic community come together to rally around their parish and all of what happens in terms of contribution to make something like that come into play. But one of the biggest takeaways that I got really was actually just surrendering myself to all of the things that can happen during a live remote between guests not showing up, between my equipment not working, between me not pushing the right button to broadcast live, and of course the rain. The rain came during the live broadcast, and it was this really interesting thing where it was kind of a test of faith for me. It really felt like Father James was the image of Jesus during the storm, and I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on? But it was cool to see everyone just rally, continue to be there and support the community. But it really turned out to be a really amazing event. And man, I can't be more thankful for you being there too. You saved me so many times.
Yeah, no,
this is only my fourth live remote.
I was getting texts from my friend Scott Rogie up in McKinney saying, Julian needs you. He needs you. Because I was walking around talking to people. I want to say one thing that really impressed me that happened off the air is as we were, I was talking to Father James and you were broadcasting and asking about the storms that were coming in. And he clearly, some storms are coming in. And, his response was, basically, hey, we need rain. Mm-hmm. The area needs rain, and hey, if it falls during our festival, that's okay because we need rain. And I just loved that attitude of rather than why did it have to be today? Why did it have to be during my festival? But he was like, hey, that's okay. But it blew through quickly, and then I think people came back, and of course it never stopped. I mean, people were going inside, silent auction, a lot going on. The car show was like twice as big as they had even last year, and so it was a great event, and I was happy to be there. I was actually kind of happy to be there and not having to work as hard as you were, Julian. I was just kind of having fun.
It was cool that you were a weatherman before, Dave? I forgot.
I was a TV weatherman. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm a degreed meteorologist. Yeah. Yeah. TV weatherman in my past life.
That
was
awesome. And we had to bring you in to give some weather updates. It was you fulfilling like what you did before.
And all I was doing is looking online and seeing what, National Weather Service does a great job. And they predicted it perfectly. So, Julian, thanks so much. It's
absolutely
so great to work beside you. I'm learning so much from you. And it's going to be so fun to see you up there and all these folks that are going to participate in the event Saturday night. Again, Fishers of Men Dinner this Saturday, October 25th. Dr. David Andrews is going to be the speaker. It's going to be a great opportunity to honor Bishop Olson and have some of the clergy and a lot of great folks from Fort Worth as well. Last word about the event before we let you go?
We hope to see you there. Again, this ultimately, it's about building the kingdom of God. And one of the ways that we do this is by having these events and bringing people together and bringing attention to where we want to. And this is really in great support of growing Catholic radio in the Fort Worth Diocese and beyond. So we hope to see you there. grnonline.com/FOM.
All right. And make sure you click on the Fort Worth one because there are a lot of other ones going on. In fact, a couple of them just happened the last couple of weeks. So this maybe the last one of this year. Anyways, thanks, Julian. Great having you on. And we are going to continue now with the live Good News Show.
Yes, we are. All right. Thanks again. Great talking to Julian Placino. So it is now 9:45. And as I mentioned earlier, what I want to do is open up the phone lines. I don't know if anybody's going to call in or not, but I have Sissel on standby and she's going to give us some of her memories. But I just have a whole lot of things to give away. Thanks be to God and the people who are organizing these events that have been generous enough to give us some free passes. And so if you call in, and give us your memory as we end this year and go into next year. Next year is going to be the 20th anniversary of Guadalupe Radio Network in North Texas on 9:10 a.m. and 8:50 a.m. And thanks be to God, I've been here the whole 20 years. So I've got tons of memories, but I don't need to share mine. I'd like to know what yours are. So if you call in, Sissel will answer 877-757-9424. And give us a memory, regardless of how far it goes back. If it's go back to 2006, or it could be go back, an hour and a half if you want. But just something in the last 19 years that has blessed you or something you remember about Catholic radio. And if you do that, you can have your choice of either two tickets to Emmett Cahill's A Celtic Christmas, which will be at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish in Keller on Saturday, December 6th, 7:30 p.m., or The More We Are, Lauren Moore's Return to Public Worship Music Ministry. That's going to be a concert on November 4th in the evening at the Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas. It marks her first public concert since her recovery from Guillain-Barré syndrome earlier this year. And also, I've got a couple more tickets to give away to the Fullness of Truth Conference with a theme of Hail Immaculata, Mother Mary, and Heaven's Plan for Spiritual Warfare. It is December 5th through the 7th at the Marriott Dallas Allen. The speakers are going to include Father Calloway, Monsignor Morris, Jeff Cavins, Gabe Castillo is going to be there. Our own Ingrid Meyer is going to speak. And lo and behold, Dave and Lauren Moore are going to be there. They're everywhere. So, all right, here's the phone number, 877-757-9424. 877-757-9424. If you do call in and just spend a little bit of time with us on the air, And again, I'm getting a little sentimental because next year we are going to be going into our 20th anniversary of Guadalupe Radio Network in North Texas. And sometime next summer, we're going to have an event. And I'm going to talk about this event a lot because I have very high expectations and hopes for it because I want it to be a homecoming. I want everybody who has been blessed and has blessed GRN these last, what will be 20 years next year, I want you to come and be part of this. I don't even know who the speakers are going to be. We haven't put a lot of the plans together. Maybe you want to be on the committee. Maybe you want to help us plan it or organize it or promote it. We want everybody to come together and have a big celebration next summer. So this is my first time of really talking about it. And again, I don't have any details other than the fact it's going to be sometime next summer, probably July. And we'd love to, at that time, reflect back on 20 years of Catholic radio in North Texas. And I know there's probably somebody listening right now that was listening back in October of 2006 when the station went on the air on the feast day of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, the patroness of missionaries. And boy, so much has happened in these last 19 years. And so many, I mean, there's a lot. And I've got just tons of memories, but I don't want to just tell you all my memories. I want to hear from you. And so Sisso is taking some calls now. And again, if you call in and you should spend a little time with us on the air, I'll give you a choice of any of those tickets. I've only got two tickets for the Fullness of Truth Conference. So if you pick that one, those are done. But I do have some tickets to the Emmett Cahill concert. Thank you to my friend Scott Cook, who's the chief of staff over there at that big parish in Keller, which is St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish. So a Celtic Christmas. Last year, my wife and her friend went, and they just absolutely loved it. Of course, my wife is Irish, and so it was just so cool. He's a real talent, Emmett Cahill. In fact, we're going to have him on the show here in the coming weeks. And then finally, speaking of talent, The More We Are, Lauren Moore's Return to Public Music Ministry is going to be on the evening of November 4th at the Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas, marking her first big public concert since she fell ill earlier this year. I think it was in like February with Guillain-Barré syndrome. So do we have somebody, Sissel? Do you want to introduce this one?
Yes, I would like to introduce it. And she was a little worried that she wouldn't be able to say it all well on the air. So I'm just going to pass along the
welcome
message.
Welcome to the club. Yeah. I often say, don't say things so well on the air. But
it's our dear friend, Diane Whipper, who called in.
And she wanted
to just say that she's been here pretty much since the beginning and that she just really wanted to say that we are very blessed by everything that the radio station does and that it really brings our Catholic community together here in North Texas, and that she's really grateful for everything that you've done and that everyone at the GRN has done to be able to keep it going.
Good. Well, thank you so much. So she didn't want to go on the air, but do we still give her tickets or not?
I think we still give her tickets.
Did she tell you what she wants?
Fullness of Truth.
Okay, the good. So the Fullness of Truth tickets are done. I may get some more. Ken Zammit, the founder and executive director of, not executive director, he's just the founder, has given me two tickets, and those are gone now, but I might get some more. I'll see if I can twist his arm. And so now, if you call in, and thank you, by the way, Diane, for calling in. It's so great. Diane's from St. Michael's Parish in Bedford and has long been a supporter and listener of Catholic Radio. Now, if you call in and share your memory with us, I have Emmett Cahill tickets at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish in Keller, and I also have the More We Are concert, which I am going to go to. My wife is getting back from Ireland like 2 days before that. And my wife is like, I definitely want to go to that concert. The More We Are, Lauren Moore's comeback concert from being ill this year at the Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas. And so call us up. The phone number is 877-757-9424, 877-757-9424. And, you know, one of the things we'll probably do, and again, we haven't even had our first committee meeting yet, is we are likely going to go back into the vault and find pictures of the early days of Catholic radio. I know there's some with Doug Pearson and, you know, we, we put some of those up for the 25th anniversary.
We did,
didn't we?
Yes, we did. And what's great though is that since we're focusing simply on North Texas for this one, we have so many photos. We have so many photos that are just North Texas. I think it's gonna be, even since like in the last 8 years that I've been here, we have a lot of photos, and so I think it's gonna be really cool to kind of highlight it.
I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Oh boy,
I didn't tell you I was gonna ask you this. Tell me about your first day. Ooh. On the job. Do you remember coming in and what you did or what? I don't remember it, to be honest with you.
So I think what happened was it was probably about 3 weeks into me being in college. I had called you because one of my professors put the fear of God in me that I needed to have like broadcasting experience. And so I had met Dave previously, called him and asked if they needed production help, if they needed like a production intern. And Dave called me back and said, yeah, we do. Did a little bit of pre-interview on the phone, then just invited me to come in, I think on like a Wednesday. And I came in, and that day was 2017, and Hurricane Harvey was hitting Houston.
Oh, wow.
And I remember I came in and we were chatting for a bit, and you said it's too bad you're not trained yet because I'm about to jump on the air now, because you were talking to, I think, David Woodyard from Catholic Charities Dallas, doing a live like break-in broadcast, kind of giving updates about what Catholic Charities was doing and the response that
people
could do.
Day.
That was my very first day. And so that was my first day. Technically, I was just there observing. I was kind of doing an interview. And then afterwards, I was like, well, that was cool. I just kind of sat there, and then you invited me back. I think myself and another intern, we came on that Friday, which was a two live radio show day for us. It was at the time we had GRN Alive. So I came in at like 7 in the morning to help with that. And honestly, it was really funny because about a month later, I was producing that show. how things went.
Yeah,
I was producing and doing the newscast for that show about a month later. But yeah, I kind of immediately started getting training.
And that was like Dr. Chris Malloy.
Actually, that was before Chris Malloy. I think it was just you at that time.
Was Alex Trevino involved?
No, it was just you.
Just me.
For a while, it was just you and me. And so, yeah, my first day was a lot of like very hands-on figuring out how things work. And then very quickly after that, it became a part-time job that I just, never left. So
and
that was kind of it.
The other lady was Natalie Petoskey.
Yes.
She's now Natalie Petoskey. She was Natalie Tomanic at the time.
Yeah.
And she and her husband, Jared, have their own amazing story because Natalie wasn't Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bumper sticker that Jared's grandmother saw, and it was an amazing story. So, okay, well, thanks. I remember very well that day. I remember interviewing David.
I just was there doing an interview. The first person I saw when I walked in was our dear Carla LaCroix, who was at the receptionist desk.
Oh,
and I think she was
right.
Making phone calls for the upcoming share-a-thon. She was asking for prayers. I walked in. I didn't know what I was doing, but, I never really walked out, so I've been here ever since.
That's so cool. Well, thanks for that memory. We have a little bit of time if anybody wants to jump on and call us up and give us any memory that you have over these last 19 years of Catholic radio in North Texas. The phone number, 877-757-9424. I've got tickets to see Emmett Cahill, the Irish tenor, at St. Elizabeth Anseton and Keller on Saturday, December 6th. And I also have tickets to The More We Are, Lauren Moore's Return to Public Music Ministry on November 4th at the Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas as well. And as we wrap up, I want to, first of all, thank you for all that you all have done over these last 19 years to sustain this station and our Spanish station as well. And because it takes a Herculean effort of prayer and finances and volunteers, and so many people have done so much. And I also, just in closing, want to mention that our second session of something called GRN Academy is going to begin in January of 2026, the week of January 19th. There are going to be at least 5 classes that are being taught. You can find them all at grnonline.com/academy. And I am teaching a class on the dignity of human nature. Okay. What does it mean to why are we so special? Made the image and likeness of God, according to the teachings of St. Thomas Aquinas. I'm really excited about it. The classes require a $25 registration fee, and then each class is $149. We have Carlo Broussard is teaching a class. He's from Catholic Answers. Our own Dr. Ray Lopez is teaching a class on Aristotle. Debbie and Adam are going to teach another class on angels and demons. And then We're in talks with somebody else, but it's not official yet. And who am I? Oh, yeah, Julie Carrick is teaching a class on We Tell Our Story. This one's actually been pretty popular. We've already had some people sign up for this. We Tell Our Story. Have you ever thought about telling your story? What is your story, and are you able to communicate it, your faith story? And it's a really, really good idea, and I think that's going to be a really popular class. All right, that's going to do it. Thank you, Cecil, and thanks to Catholic Foundation. Thanks to Julian. Thanks to Diane for calling in. And have a great rest of your Monday, and we'll see you, God willing, for the next episode of The Good News Show on Monday. Before that, though, we hope to see you in Fort Worth this Saturday. Fishers of Men, please get your tickets, grnonline.com/FOM.
Thanks for joining us for The Good News Show here on KATH 910 AM on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Please join us next week at the same time for the next Good News Show.
Join the Archangels Men's Network of Catholic Charities Dallas for a morning of faith and fellowship. The 2025 annual Breakfast with the Bishop will take place on Thursday, October 30th from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at St. Paul the Apostle Parish Center in Richardson. The program features Bishop Edward Burns and keynote speaker Jim Keyes, former CEO of 7-Eleven and Blockbuster. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit the Dallas Diocese website at dallascatholic.org and click on events.
What are you doing on the morning of October 25th? Well, cancel those plans. Healing the Culture and the Catholic Pro-Life Community are hosting a free breakfast with Father Robert Spitzer, a world-famous pro-life leader who founded Healing the Culture and is host of Spitzer's Universe on EWTN. You'll get a free breakfast and a chance to meet Father Spitzer in person and support his pro-life work. You can even get his book signed. Join us on October 25th.